Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today apparently big day for America, elections, and much more. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin for all my daily news reels. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you, and what have you been up to?
Hey, I'm glad to see you and everybody on your channel. So thank you for having me. Just continuing just more of this this research, and I'm really happy to see that today's we got some lots of booms. Today is the Delta, four booms, and I feel like this is going to be a big day for America, leading obviously the biggest day. Really, I just heard that the biggest day they say in all of human history. That's a big thing.
Why is it the biggest day in all human
not
history?
today, but the fifth. I'm sorry, the 5th of November.
Okay, of course, it's the biggest day.
Yeah.
So you're saying that today is a big day for America. So what's happening?
Well, okay, so I'm going to share the screen.
Okay.
But the other thing is, as far as the November 5th being the biggest day in history, is because it's the day when we cast out the cabal. I really do believe that that's what's happening.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
That's what that's about. And so how we can take action now, be part of it now so that we can make sure that we secure our elections, right? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and share the screen and let's get going. All right, so here's the first thing. For those of you who are new, I'm Melissa Redpill with the Freedom Force Battalion. And actually, I'm going to talk to you in a bit about, you know, we've got probably a lot of people who are waking up. I just had a huge conversation with someone I had never met before in my life. And we sat there and talked for probably an hour, and I just red-pilled her on so many things. So people are ready to hear. They say something's going on, and she was much more receptive than maybe she would have been, you know, a year ago. So I want to show you guys some links that you can send to people. But anyway, I'll get to that. First of all, okay, again, it's freedomforce.live. I have 1,000 videos. I look at how this is biblical, how this is the end times for these criminals. These are my books here about the end times for them. And that's really what I think November 5th is about. Is the end of their rule. And we're already seeing, you know, Jacob Rothschild just died. I'm going to show you, I'm, you know, getting ahead of myself.
So much going on.
The whole thing is once he was gone, it's like, they don't know what to do. They don't have their head anymore. All right. So the first site to go to, write this down, everybody, truthevote.org. That's with Catherine Engelbrecht. So this is right here. It shows you how you can get involved and engage. And what they'll send you the toolkit. They'll show you what you can do for your county to make sure that your voter rolls are clean. They are flipping out about this on the mainstream media. They're like, they're trying to take away people's right to vote. No, we're not. We're trying to remove dead voters. People who are dead, literally physically dead, and remove them from the rolls. And we're trying to make sure that the people who don't, you know, they've moved away, that they're not in there, because that they use these votes and that's how they cheat. That's one of the ways that they cheat. So we, you know, it's according to the law, we're supposed to make sure to clean the rolls. And that's, it's a mammoth task. It's a huge undertaking. So we, you know, that's how we can engage. Anyway, so go over there, truthevote.org. The other one is Cleta Mitchell, whatever. She has a site called whoscounting.us. So go over there, you guys, and you can be a poll watcher. They will show you how you can, another way you can get involved in cleaning the voter rolls. So these are all terrific organizations who are doing the grassroots level. It's not, they were saying it's not enough to vote this year, but this year we have to be involved in a very, you know, hands-on way. And it's working. It's working. So that's very, very exciting. Because, well, you know, we cannot let happen what happened in 2020. We can't. So we all have to do something to be a part of cleaning it. And more than likely, when you contact them and you tell them your county, they will say, yes, we are. We have people in your county you can join up with to be a part. You won't be the lone ranger. More than hopefully, you know, just check it out and see. All right. So the other thing is, this is Mike Lindell's site, LindellOffenseFund.org. And this is the page called The Plan. And here he's talking about the overview of the plan and then the donor brief. And then here's the detailed white paper. Bottom line, you can go on here and see how you can get involved with what Mike Lindell's doing. These are these machines, these WMDs, these little machines that show, that prove if a machine is on the internet. And so this is all part of, you know, where it's a multi-pronged effort to clean, to secure our elections. So, all right. So I want you to see that. Those are the three: truethevote.org, whoscounting.us, and lindelloffensefund.org. Okay. Those are the three that I know of. All right. So this was a big boom today. Victoria Nuland has been, she's, as it says, the architect of the Ukraine war. This woman is guilty of war crimes.
And does she resign, or, you know, is it something to do with Trump's executive order with, you know, getting arrested and taking people down?
It doesn't say. She just, you know, they give glowing commendations about she's done such a wonderful job, blah, blah, blah. But no one, it wasn't like she was, you know, visibly brought up before charges, right? But something must have happened that they're not disclosing, that she stepped down. She's clearly, it would seem to me, just doing the math, that she has been called to on the carpet for her crimes. That's what it would seem. So we'll see. I posted and said, I'll see you at your military tribunal. You know, these people have really, they've really done it. And yeah, Steve Bannon was saying, preserve your documents. So she must know. There's just no other reason. She's one of the top echelon deep state operatives. And so that she's just up and resigned. Mm-hmm. And then also the four highest ranking members of the royal family have canceled their public engagements until further notice. A lot going on with the, quote, royal family, which I call them the usurper family. You know, they're usurpers. So this is a very interesting thing. I find it very interesting how President Trump is playing this. He's not, you know, at this point, at least, bringing them to an open shame. It's because that's too hard for people to take right now. And I think also that people would feel sorry for them and underdog and all that. Right now, we just want these people removed and out of the picture, and you know, whether it's Nuland or these people. So that's quite a big boom that they are no longer in the picture. Of course, as we talked about, Jacob Rothschild is dead. I just posted a video about that last week. And then this is the March 5th host with four booms. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say what those are, but, you know, people stepping down, that's a big boom today for these people to move from these positions of authority and position of figurehead to just not doing those roles. So that's a big deal. What do you think? You think you've got some booms?
Who knows? I mean, there's a lot going on with the royal family, with Jacob Rothschild, and then you've got the crypto market that's going up. You know, there's a bull run. I don't know what that means, if it's going to go back down. You've got Trump, who's apparently had a secret meeting in Iraq with the Iraqi president.
I had not heard one thing about that. Tell us, what's that? I've not heard of Pete.
Well, it was a report that David Mahoney had when I interviewed him yesterday. It says that Trump had a secret meeting at Iraq. And obviously, you know, what other reason is President Trump going to go to Iraq for? You know, and, you know, David was joking around saying, surely it's not because he's building a new golf site or a new, you know, construction. It has to be something political. You know, he's meeting with the president of Iraq. I mean, is that something to do with the currency? Because then now we see the currency, the Iraqi dinar currency on the Forex. So it appears on the Forex, but you can't seem to trade yet or anything like that. So I'm not too familiar with this area of finances, but it's very interesting that there's a lot of coincidences going on. And then I came across Donald Trump's 2017 executive order 13818, and that's to do with blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Yes. And then we're seeing lots of celebrity and politicians' houses on the market for sale.
Okay.
So what's going on there?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's just a lot going on right now. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, maybe yeah. it wasn't supposed to happen the way we thought it was going to happen. But whatever's supposed to happen, it's happening, and it's happening for the good.
Right. And it just, I see as I was ready for it all those years ago, but most people were not. Okay. They were just not ready. They just couldn't swallow down that red pill. So now I think people are much more likely to be willing to consider something. And like one dear friend of mine, she's super supercharged about what's going on in Gaza, and which I am too. And so, that's a big wake up for this gigantic group, and mostly it's the youth and a lot of the on the left side, the liberals. I hate to even call liberals because whatever, I just say left, but anyway, whatever. They are very upset about what's going on in Gaza, and as I am also. And so, I think I've talked about this before, and I don't know if I've talked to you about it, but basically, we know who we're fighting. We're fighting this deep state mafia cartel that's run everything. And so if this group can understand that also and say, okay, we are fighting this deep state, mafia group, whatever, then we can all come together and say, we're not each other's enemy. We're fighting this power structure, these ones at the top. So as we've been told on the board, we'll come together. And that's, I believe, how. And I just hate what's happened in Gaza, but it's happened all over the world for many, many years, as we know. And it's a matter of this is the end of it. This is the time when we're all realizing what's going on, and we're going to come together and cast these ones out. Again, what I think November 5th is about. But I'm so glad you mentioned that, because this is the link I wanted to share. I sent this to this lady I just met, just had this wild conversation with. You just never know when you're going to meet someone and strike up a conversation, and next thing you know, it's this whole big red pill moment. And she was African American, and I'm really hoping that she's going to be, I said we all have to come together and not against each other, and realize who our common enemy is. And actually, she told me that she had been, that's the word. It's not really traffic, but molested as a child. And she was talking about that there had never been justice. And so, and she's a grown woman. She's almost my age. She was just still suffering from what had happened to her. And this is something that, I said, there is justice is coming. If anyone's out here listening and you are in the same situation, just trust me, justice is coming. And that these people who've taken in literal demons to do such a thing as this, to hurt babies, I mean, these people will be cast out. And they will not
Absolutely.
be able to. So just hang on tight. Somebody like, oh, just need to forgive. Well, okay, to get your peace of mind, I understand forgiving. And so that you can not, have that affect your health and your mental well-being. But the other part of it is we have to have justice on this earth, and we cannot allow these demons to run things and allow them to hurt children and to let them get up, off scot-free. All right. So anyway, so this is the link right here. You guys might want to write this one down too. This is a great red pill to give people, because who else can put these things on treasury.gov? Treasury.gov
Cool.
slash OFAC, OFAC slash downloads slash SDN list dot PDF. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time. If those who are on the listening on the radio, treasury.gov slash OFAC, that stands for Office of Foreign Assets, something, see, and slash downloads slash SDN list dot PDF. Okay, so back in the day, it was 1,543. I posted this May 16th, 2021. It was 1,543 pages. And now I pulled it up today. Okay, and this is based upon what you were just talking about, Nicholas. That President Trump had an executive order. If anyone was involved in trafficking or corruption, their assets would be seized, right? That's the one you were talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly the one. And that's why we're seeing Jay-Z and Beyonce's house for sale. We've seen it with Oprah Winfrey's houses for sale.
Oh,
And
wow.
then we've seen on the news that Bezos is moving to another state to save on taxes. And this is what the mainstream media is pushing, maybe to cover up all the sales that's going on for tax reasons. But yeah, there's a lot. I saw a video the other day, this guy showing a list of more than a dozen celebrities and politicians' houses on sale. And this is like, I was asking, I mean, is this sold by auction? You know?
Right. Wow. Well, because their assets, if they have been under a grand jury, their assets are being seized. And so this is the list right here, the current list. I know it's so tiny. Look at this tiny print. This is as of, I'm going to try to make this a little bit bigger if I can. I know it's so extremely tiny. Here we go. This is as of today, the 5th of March, 2024. And look at this three columns, tiny print. All the way down. I'm going to hurt your eyes. So be careful. I'm going to go scroll all the way to the bottom, you know. And so it's a lot of names, a lot of corporations. So if their name, if their assets were in the name of a corporation, you wouldn't necessarily identify it as Oprah Winfrey, you know. But we could actually, I don't know if you could do a search on the on a PDF. I don't think I can on this screen, but anyway, maybe you could
So
do a search on the
let's
screen.
say now that their assets are being, frozen due to corruption and human, treason. That means that I suspect that they've been taken down long to, at least 6 months ago. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. There's so many moving parts and so many as it we just we can at this point we can only speculate.
We're
But
only speculating. We are not making any claims we don't know, but we can only look at the law and executive orders and
right.
look at what's happening with this list you're showing us.
Right.
And exactly, we can only speculate. But the mainstream media is not talking about this, and I wonder why.
And this is worldwide. You see, like this is talking about Iran tanker company. You know, this is all over the world. This mafia cabal extends worldwide, of course. But that's a just gigantic number of pages. And it's been going on since President Trump put out this executive order. And the assets are already seized. So I just told, I don't know if I told it on, I probably didn't tell it on your show, on my most recent video or whatever. I talked about this story. It's interesting because President Trump just yesterday said that we're under siege and that Biden needs to secure the border. Well, I just told a story from the Bible where Samaria was under siege and it was the conditions in there were horrible. I mean, people were just desperate. And I know many people have just been really struggling. It's been a very difficult time and you know all over the world, financially and health-wise and all that. So one of the things that he said was the prophet said by tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, you will have all the food, everything you could possibly need. And the guy was like, hey, this is a prophet. I'm not a claim. I want you guys to know I've never claimed to be a prophet. I'm just someone who knows, I know the word of God and I love to explain it. But this guy said it could not happen. Well, let me just tell you something. God can do all things. He can certainly do this. And so he could, and so he says, okay, well, since you don't believe, then you will not, you'll see it, but you won't be able to partake of it. And so it turned out the guy, because it happened and there was all this plenty for everyone, it just was an amazing answer. You know, God showed up in spades. This guy got trampled because all the people were starving and they went rushing out and he got trampled. The point is, you know, this is a promise in God's word that this is going to happen. And the amazing thing is that we're living in the day we're going to get to see it. And I just want everyone to be in, you know, encouraged. And you know, there's I know the enemies always comes in try to make you think, oh, well, this is never going to happen. How many times have we heard that? And let's just not be a part of that, you know, and just continue to be full of confidence and faith. So this right here helps me and to prove to people. If you've got naysayers out there, you guys, just show them this list. These are assets that have been seized. This has got to be $1 billion, whatever is a giant number, more than trillions. This has got to be so much money. And so the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. This is the promise. We will have all of it back and more. We'll have plenty. And just, we're at the end of this crazy war. I really do think the war could potentially be over as of 7 years from the sign of the Son of Man, which was September 23rd, 2017. We're rounding out 7 years. So just everybody hang on tight. So if you do have health issues that are going on right now, go to my health page, you guys. I so many people text me, contact me, email me asking what do I do. These are the things that I do and that I recommend that have helped us so much. Detoxing, helping people with pain, people who have nerve problems from all this, the jab, all this, how to detox, detox products for your house, that kind of stuff. So it breaks my heart when I hear about people suffering. So really detox right now. There's a lot of people who are suffering. So try to avoid that. Okay. It's freedomforce.live/health. This is another thing. And I just found this yesterday. It says a federal appeals court has ruled that judges across DC, the judiciary, largely leftists in the leftist enclave, blundered when they sentenced possibly hundreds of January 6th defendants using a special procedure to enhance their sentences that was improper. So the federal appeals court pushed back on how what's happening to the January 6th. So I'm like, okay, release them then. They need to be released. You know, I don't know what's the next step. It's like, come on, what's the holdup? These people need to be released.
So a federal appeals court has ruled judges across the Washington, D.C. judiciary, largely leftist in the leftist enclave, blundered when they sentenced possibly hundreds of. So you're saying that it could have been a trap to get these people. So it was to do improper arrests to entrap the bad guys, how they were abusing the law of justice.
It says about using a special procedure to enhance their sentences.
I see what you mean.
So
okay.
He didn't give on this link. And if anybody has any more information about it, please put it in the comments below, because I've just found out about this like this morning. And I just wanted to show it to you guys that somehow maybe they would say, oh, well, because we already know they're not getting their day in court. They're not getting a proper defense and all of this. And it's they've been in there for ever, you know, since January, whatever, 6th, 2021. He's saying that there's a enhancing their sentences that was improper. So that somehow or another they would tack on months and months and months to their sentence. I don't know exactly what they did, but the federal appeals court says that they were improper, that they blundered. Mm-hmm. That's strong language. And then we just had yesterday where the Supreme Court said that they could not keep Trump off the ballot. Now he was on the printed ballots. When people go to vote today, there will be a ballot out there with his name on it. But they were going to say, oh, well, the Supreme Court, when they come down, we won't count those votes. Well, the Supreme Court says they have to. This is a very interesting thing, though. Okay, so we already knew that. I think everybody knew that. The left is flipping out, and they realize they're going to have to cheat harder than they expected to. And that's why I say to go on these websites I just told you about so that we can stop the steal. As President Trump says, too big to rig. The other thing that came out, though, was that, what was it? That Texas had gotten approval and it passed the appeals court to arrest these migrants who were coming in, the illegal migrants, and to get them out of our country. And then that, like, within 5 minutes, the Supreme Court said no, they're going to have a temporary stay on that, then they're not going to allow them to Texas to stop the migrants. It's like, okay, what's up with that? I mean, it seems so plain and simple that we should be able to protect our national integrity of our border. It's hard to imagine why would the Supreme Court give a temporary stay. And the next question is, how long is temporary? You know, so this, if on one day you get the Supreme Court saying you have to have Trump on the ballot, you're like, oh, yay, the Supreme Court is going to be, you know, constitutional and follow the rule of law and all that, hurrah, you know. And then on the same day they stop the border security. It's a wild deal. It's maddening. So I want you guys to see that. Again, if you guys have any more information about that, please put it in the link below. I think, here's the last thing. Tucker went to Russia, as we all know, and he He interviewed Putin. We all know that. If you haven't seen my video, I've got a big video where I break down the discussion that he had with Putin. I guess I'm a Putin fan. I'm just like, he's trying so hard to fight these globalists. Had you heard, Nicholas, this is the thing that just came out, that undercover audio. If you guys haven't seen this, you got to check it out. I did a video on this too, that there's an undercover audio with the U.S. military, the French, the German, and NATO basically saying we're at war against Russia. Like, you know, would have been nice if they would have told us that. Mm-hmm. Would have been nice if they'd gone to Congress and get, you know, the War Powers Act, you know, get approval from Congress, but they're not. And so clearly we're in World War III. All right, so he went over there, he interviewed Putin. At the same time, he saw Snowden while he was there.
Right.
So, okay. So, which was great, but he didn't say anything about it because Snowden wanted this to be on the down low. But what happened was this was reported. He didn't tell anybody, his wife, his two producers, but he didn't tell anybody that he was going to see Snowden. And next thing you know, it's on the mainstream media. So the question,
so how did it get out?
Exactly. How do they know? Well, he's saying, and a lot of people think Signal is a secure platform. It's not. He said the intel community hacked into his Signal, and they passed this information on to this guy. I can't remember his name right now. Some mainstream media person. So we, you know, how are we any different from any other country that doesn't have any freedoms? This is just like any third world, you know, banana republic would do. And so he's, you know, saying we've got, you know, we're the last bastion of freedom, and you know, we've got to fight to get our freedoms back, because these people, you know, clearly will you know, break every constitutional law there is. Anyway, I want you to see what he had to say about that.
You have to pay in cash. They don't take credit cards because of sanctions. And you have to go through all these hoops, just procedural hoops, to go to Russia, which I was willing to do because I wanted to interview Putin, because they told me I couldn't. But then there's another fact, which is that I was being surveilled by the U.S. government, intensely surveilled by the U.S. government. And this came out. They admitted it. NSA admitted it a couple of years ago, that they were up in my Signal account. And then they leaked it to the New York Times. They did that again before I left. And I know that because two New York Times reporters, one of whom I actually like a lot, said, oh, you're going, and called other people, oh, he's going to interview Putin. I haven't told anybody that, like anybody, like my wife, two producers, that's it. So they got that from the government. Then I'm over there, and of course I want to see Snowden, who I admire. And so we have a mutual friend, so I got his text and come on over, and Snowden does not want publicity at all. And so, but I really wanted to have dinner with him. So we had dinner in my hotel room at the Four Seasons in Moscow. And I said, I tried to convince him, he'd love to do an interview, shoot it on my iPhone. You know, I'd love to take a picture together and put it on the internet, because I just want to show support, because I think he's been railroaded. He had no interest in living in Russia, no intention of being in Russia. The whole thing is a lie. But anyway, whatever, all this stuff. And he just said, respectfully, I'd rather not anyone know that we met. Great. The only reason I'm telling you this is because, and I didn't tell anybody, and I didn't text it to anybody, okay, except him. Semaphore runs this piece saying, reporting information they got from the U.S. intel agencies, leaking against me using my money in my name in a supposedly free country. They run this piece saying I'd met with Snowden, like it was a crime or something. So again, my interest is in the United States and preserving freedoms here, the ones that I grew up with. And if you have a media establishment that acts as an auxiliary of, or acts as employees of, the national security state, you don't have a free country. And that's where we are. And I'm not guessing, because I spent my entire life in that world. 33 years I worked in big news companies. And so I know how it works. I know the people involved in it. I could name them. Ben Smith of Semaphore, among many others. And I find that really objectionable, not just on principle either, in effect, in practice. I don't want to live in that kind of country. And people are like, they externalize all of their anxiety about this, I have noticed. So it's like, Russia's not free. Yeah, I know. Neither is, Burkina Faso. Like, most countries aren't free, actually, but we are. We're the United States. We're different. And that's my concern. Preserving that is my concern. And so they get so exercised about what's happening in other parts of the world, places they've never been, know nothing about. It's almost a way of ignoring what's happening in their own country right around them. I find it so strange.
So much for freedom that they would.
Exactly. No, there's no freedom. They can track everything now. Everything you're saying, doing. It's terrible.
It is. It is. All right. Well, I think that was everything. So, for those of you who are listening, if you really want to know the good news about end times, check out my channel. Like I said, freedomforce.live. And I have 1,000 videos. You can go right here to videos and the categories, and you can find out it's really good news. It will give you so much hope. And you'll see that the joy I have is from having this confidence that this is this amazing day that we're waiting for, that we've been waiting for, that the prophets told us, and we get to live in it. And so that's it.
Well, Melissa, thank you very, very much. It's always an honor to have you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that your word is true and nothing can stop what is coming. We thank you for Nicholas and ask you to bless him and all those on his channel. I just pray you'll strengthen them and help them to be a part of what you are doing. Help us to true the vote through all these wonderful sites and wonderful patriots who are fighting so hard. Lord, help show us, each one of us, exactly what you would have each one of us to do to help be a part of setting things right and having law and order in this country. We thank you for all these booms. We thank you for what's happening just all around us. We see it, and we know so many people are waking up. Help us to be able to speak truth into life, into the lives of so many people around us. Lord, help us to protect our health. Help us to detox and just take care of our bodies so that we can, because we know we're under attack in so many ways. I just pray that you'll strengthen our bodies and our minds and our finances and everything that we need, strengthen our families through these days until we get to the other side, when it's going to be so amazing. We can't even imagine. You promised, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you've prepared for those who love you. We're so excited to be part of this beautiful day that's just over that next hill. And we just pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa, and we'll speak again very soon. Take care and God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That sounds great. All right. Bye. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to hit the wrong button. Stop. I can't figure out how to stop.